It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Ever wonder why your tummy hurts after eating? Not when you are overeating, but just after you eat. Something just doesn't feel right. All of a sudden you feel tired. My guest today is going to share with us why more and more people are reacting to the foods that we eat. Pay attention to this because I'm always surprised by how many people truly do not understand both the healing powers of food, but also how some foods are making us all sick. Welcome to the show, best-selling author of The Elimination Diet. Discover the foods that are making you sick and tired and feel better fast. And that's by Tom Maltaire. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Suzanne. So great to be talking with you.
No kidding. I'm so excited for you. You know, Tom, in my book, The 7-Day Algae Makeover, I talk a great deal about how certain foods and the environmental toxins can be the root cause of what I call hidden algae symptoms, such as headaches and joint pain, you know, acne, anxiety, and even insomnia. Tom, why are more and more people reacting to the foods that we eat every day?
Well, Suzanne, I have to tell you, it's because of our immune systems. Our immune systems are now confused. They're looking at things in our environment, like our food, and they're starting to attack it. So you have to think, our immune system shouldn't be called the immune system. It should really be called the microbial interaction system. It's designed to survey our environment, primarily our intestinal tract. That's where the vast majority of quote-unquote immune cells are. It's supposed to survey the environment and determine, is what out there in our gut, is it friend or is it foe? We need to find out. We need to determine this. That's its job. That's what the immune cells primarily do. And unfortunately, what's happening these days is because of our chemical exposures, because of our missing microbes, because of our lack of good nutrition and enough sun exposure, we don't have a lot of the dampening signals to our immune cells, things that tell the immune cells, hey, everything's okay out here. Don't even worry about it. When you see something like ragweed or pollen, or when you see something like gluten or dairy, just ignore it. There's no big deal. Don't even worry about it. But what's happening now is because, you know, our microbes normally train our immune cells to have that calm response, and so many people have been taking antibiotics, and so many people are using hand sanitizers, so many people are drinking chlorinated water, so many people are doing so many things to kill the bugs in our environment. We no longer have these little communications between the bugs and the immune cells that say, hey, this is all okay. Don't even worry out here. So now you start eating certain foods, and let's say you're stressed or you're eating certain foods and they have chemicals in them, and something irritates your gut, then those proteins sneak in and you've got these immune cells that are ready to attack. They're on edge. They don't tolerate these protein structures anymore. And boom, next thing you know, you've got joint pain and you've got skin problems. And you've got a headache, and you've got irritable bowel. So there's so many different things that can happen, and really it's because of our environment.
Yeah. You know, I love you talking about this whole missing microbes issue, because I've eaten kimchi my whole life, and kimchi is a probiotic food that I just love and has loads of wonderful microorganisms that help heal your gut. But one time, Tom, my goodness, I had a really bad case of dysentery, diarrhea, because I was actually in the water at a lake in Connecticut, and I drank some of it while I was wakeboarding, drank some of this water that was loaded with Giardia and Cryptosporidium, and it totally disrupted my gut. And when that happened, I started getting all of those hidden allergy symptoms and all the symptoms that you're talking about, right? And it's, you know, of course for me, it was about being disrupted by something bad, like a real bad parasite, but gosh, some of these signs that we get, you know, and it's actually like these signs that you think, oh, you know what, I can deal with it because I can take a pill for that headache, or, you know, I can take some type of gas X so that we can reduce that gas. So these signs, what are other signs that are very, very connected to the foods that we are eating so that our listeners can say, hey, you know what, I've got that. Maybe I should take a look at your book, The Elimination Diet.
Oh, that's great. Well, why don't we look at some of the science then? If we travel back just about 5-6 decades in the scientific literature, we can see some interesting studies looking at what happens when you remove certain foods. So if indeed the food may be causing irritation in people, leading to inflammation that leads to disease, then if we take the foods out, can go away? And you look at Brenneman's data in 1968 and whatnot, and you'll say, oh my gosh, he was able to help 100% of his gallbladder patients, 100% by removing certain foods from the diet. And then you look at some of the migraine research, you can see 85% of people with migraines, when they went on elimination diets, their symptoms went down or completely disappeared altogether. You look at people with ADD, ADHD, and they go on gluten-free, dairy-free diets, for example, you'll see 70% of them improve tremendously. In fact, the parents of the kids who go on the diets as well seem to improve. You see, people who have something called atopic dermatitis, right? You know, and I know that is usually an allergenic skin response like eczema, right? But
right.
The issue appears to be that in 50% of those people, right, who are having this response, they're not having an IgE-mediated allergy response. It's other immunoglobulins. They have, quote-unquote, food sensitivities that are non-IgE-mediated. So skin disorders seem to get tremendously better. Arthritis? They're now thinking that rheumatoid arthritis is a food-associated disease. And when you get rid of some of the trigger foods, gluten, dairy, egg, yeast, corn, soy, for example, my gosh, people's arthritis goes away. It doesn't matter if they've had it for 31 years and they've been taking methotrexate and they've been doing all sorts of interventions. You change the diet, you change the disease. So, yeah,
wow.
Quite a few things.
You know, you went by those foods very quickly, Tom. You talk so fast like I do. I'm going to ask you to repeat those words.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which foods did you just say so quickly?
Well, yeah, you know, the top six that I see a lot in clinical practice and in the research is gluten, dairy, eggs, yeast, corn, and soy. So there are other foods that people react to, as you and I both know, and there's the nightshades and the citrus and some tree nuts and whatnot. But the vast majority that I'm seeing in across the board of chronic diseases, if we can take those foods out. Now, you know how this works, Suzanne. I mean, you can't,
sure,
you know, take a little bit out. You take all these substances out of your diet for a period of time, and your symptoms calm down. It's amazing. I mean, I don't know why every doctor, I mean, you've been way ahead of the game for forever. You know that as soon as you change somebody's diet, you change their symptoms. You can watch within 3 to 5 days when someone goes on elimination diet how their migraines just start dwindling away and they start feeling tremendously better. You can watch how gallbladder symptoms, same time, 3 to 5 days. You can watch people's skin conditions within 9 to 11 days. You can start seeing people with chronic fatigue and energy deficits by day 12. They'll say things like, oh, it's like I woke up. Like, what just happened here? So, yeah,
that's right.
It's the food irritating the gut. And the gut, once it's irritated, it's the vast majority of your immune cells are in the gut. So you start secreting a bunch of chemicals. And those chemicals will circulate around the body. And depending on your genetics and your nutritional status, you may have those chemicals manifest in your joints and you'll have arthritis. You may have them irritate your brain and you'll have migraine function. You may have behavioral disorders because of the same irritation. So it depends on who you are. But once you irritate the gut, you're far more likely to be in a state of
yeah, that's all so true. I mean, I know that, you know, when it comes to any forms of elimination and, you know, my book, 7-Day Allergy Makeover, you know, we talk about allergy elimination. And I found that the number one, I'd say, symptom that people always say is my fatigue is gone. Isn't that right? We only have about 45 seconds left. It's, you know, again, everyone, if you've got fatigue and brain fog, how about that, Tom?
Absolutely. Those are the two biggest things. Absolutely. The veil lifts and all of a sudden you feel this boost of energy and mental clarity. And it's like you're living a new life. Awesome.
I love that. I love that. Absolutely. You know what? I love your books, everyone. I mean, I have two of his books and you can get it online, The Whole Life Nutrition Cookbook. But thank you so much, Tom. Thanks so much for sharing this. I really appreciate it. And everyone, if you want to learn more about Tom and his book, The Elimination Diet, please go to wholelifenutrition.net or you can go to my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne. Stay well, everyone.